بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. This is the Ashraf of Tada Sheikh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ, آنکھوں نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. ممکن نہیں صورت میں نہ ہو کوئی تغیر, بیکار ہے پھر ان سے تیرا دل کا لگانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. لیکن اگر آنکھوں کو نہ تو ان سے بچائے, ممکن نہیں پھر دل کا تیرے ان سے بچانا. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہی اس دل کا سکون بھی, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانا. آنکھوں کی حفاظت میں ہی اس دل کا سکون بھی, گو نفس کرے تجھ سے کوئی اور بہانا. دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. دھوکا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. پاگل کی تیرا پھرتے ہیں عشاق مجازی, بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ. پاگل کی تیرا پھرتے عشاق مجازی, بے چین ہے دن رات یہ بدنام زمانہ. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لے یہ میری بات, آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. رہنا ہے اگر چین سے سن لو یہ میری بات, آنکھوں کو حسینوں کی نظر سے نہ ملانا. اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا. بے پردہ حسینوں سے ہوا تنگ زمانہ,
کو نے شروع کر دیا اب دل کو ستانا. دو کا ہے تجھے لطف حسینوں سے ملے گا, ابلیس کے کہنے سے کبھی اس پہ نہ جانا. اختر کی ایک بات نصیحت کی سنو تم, ان مردہ حسینوں سے کبھی دل نہ لگانا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سید اشعار غفوا دادا شیخ حضرت مولانا محمد حکیم اختر صاحب نور اللہ من قدہ. حضرت مولانا از ایکسپلیننگ that due to not looking after the eyes, how difficult this time that we're living in has become. While the Ash'ar was being read, one thought came to mind. We're on the doorstep of Rabiul Awwal, the month where we're supposed to be increasing in our love towards the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the sad thing is, it's the month of spring, it's the season of spring. In winter, alhamdulillah, Allah made it such that people had to wear clothes. Now you're coming to the time where people don't want to wear clothes. And as Hazrat Maulana will explain, you don't want to look, but it's so difficult. Everywhere you put your eyes, it's falling into sin. Where ulama mentioned that now it's no more bepardagi, where people are not making parda, but rather it's a zaman of uryani, nakedness. And one of the signs of qiyamah is, women will be dressed, but they will be naked. So either this can refer to ulama mentioned that they'll be wearing clothes that is so tight, which is sticking to the body. Or it can be like how we see today, that people are wearing clothes, but it's as if there's nothing on their body. That what clothes would you even call that to, as clothes? Would you term that as clothes? So Hazrat Maulana is explaining that these, in our sense, we'll take this, these women that are dressing or not dressing, that are coming out of their homes in a naked sense, they made it so difficult in this zamana. They made life so difficult for us in this time. Here also, one thing we should understand, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed the one who looks and the one that is also being looked at. So, one is now when somebody comes in front of you and your perchance the eye settles on this, then immediately this should come in my mind, that Allah curse me from the look. Must I lift up my head or not? As Mawlana explained, Damat Barakatum explained about 2-3 weeks ago in the majlis, that if you're going to such a place where you know there's going to be woman there, where you know that your gaze is going to fall on a non-mahram, then in that place, there is wajib for you to look down. You can't say, no, I need to look at the first look. When the first look comes, then I lower my gaze. If you're going into an environment where you know that women are going to be there, then your eyes has to be down. There is no masla of, no, the first look is jaiz. And sometimes your people also must understand, they say, no, the first look is Sharia gave permissibility for the first look, so I can take a stare and I can drool over it, let me look longer. The dictates of hadith is saying, the minute you see something, immediately drop your eyes. Then Hazrat Maulana also explained before that, I think Hazrat Maulana Bahadur Sahib, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he mentioned to Maulana that Allah Ta'ala made it so easy, that where we take the lesson of closing our eyes is when two cars are on the road. And one car got the bright that is up, lit up. And the other one now is going to be blinded if that light is still there. So all you do, you just flash that person and immediately the person drops his, dumps his light. He puts the brights off. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so easy for us that the minute that happens, all you have to do is just to close your eyes. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as if saying to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I feel shy to tell my servants. So you tell them that when this moment of looking at wrong comes, all they have to do is just put the eyesight off. They don't have to close the eyes. All they have to do is lower again. And then Nazar Mohana explained many a times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never made it such that you need to bend down and press a button or go somewhere and look for something, do a specific action. Immediately before the thought even processes in your mind, you can close your eyes. You can lower your gaze. So Nazar Mohana is explaining that what is this zamana that we are in, how difficult it is. But in our mind we should understand that we need to take the lesson of looking down. Not looking at the haram and saying, no, I can look a little bit further. So Nazar Mohana is explaining that it starts off with your eyes. In Arabic there is one poem that says that first it starts with the eye and then it becomes a high, in our term, just paraphrasing it. And then it will become a meeting. And then afterwards an exchange of numbers will take place. And then it will go further into chats and whatever. And then ultimately it will lead into zina. But if at the first place the person, all he done is he closed his eyes. Or he just looked away, lowered his gaze. Then all the sins afterwards, he won't fall into it. And this is taught to us in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never said, don't make zina. But rather He said, وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Don't go close to that action which is going to lead you into zina. Looking is the first action that's going to enter you into this haram action of zina. So immediately when you see somebody or you enter in an environment where there is going to be na mahram woman, then all you do, keep your gaze down. And here, as a Haji Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allahu Maqadahu used to say that at this moment here, take it as an opportunity that Allah Ta'ala blessed you to become a wali. Hazrat Mohana used to explain the four actions that a person can bring in life, and immediately this person should be a wali. One of the actions in this zaman, Hazrat Mohana used to say, is to protect your eyesight. That when you go in and you say, Allah wants me to be a wali. So Allah Ta'ala made it that I just must not look. That's all. It's not difficult. Few seconds, as the man is going to explain further, and a person came to one Ashraf Ali Tanu and he said the same thing, that you know what, Hazrat, when a woman passes me, then I just can't restrain myself. I want to look. And it's so difficult not to look. So the man was Hakimul Ummah. So he said, they tell me something. If you look at the woman, then what happens? He says that no, then for the next few days, my thought is focused on this woman. That now, how pretty she was, this figure was like this, where she stays, how can I meet her again, and a whole long chakra regarding this woman. So Hazrat Mohana said that if you don't look, you're going to have few seconds of bechain. That, hey, I want to look, but it's so difficult, I can't look. And if you look, you're going to have few days of bechain. Few days of now uneasiness in your heart. So which is better? For you not to look for a few seconds or for you to look and then for a few days to be in difficulty. So Hazrat Mohana further carries on and he says that when you're going to look at this person, nothing really is going to change in that person. But what's going to happen, it's going to affect your heart now. Now Shaitan is going to make all those thoughts come in the heart. That now, she's, example, so pretty, and my wife is not so pretty, or whatever it is. As the man explains many a times that what happens, Shaitan makes it that the woman looks beautiful. So you'll be eating, example, your biryani at home. Shaitan will make that dal and rice look much better. But because you have that biryani at home, you take it for granted. That no, every day I'm eating a luxurious meal. Now one day you get a simple meal, and then you feel like the simple meal is better than what you do here. And what happens at times, because of the sin that you do it during the day, you're deprived of seeing the goodness in the halal that you have at night. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us to see the reality of the ploys of Shaitan. Once, Hazrat Mahmud Sarkaji, Tamad Barakatu, mentioned to us one story. He says that once there was a sheikh, and this sheikh, he was a hakim also, and he had a slave girl that used to do khidmah for him. So one person that came in a majlis, his eye got caught on, or he saw this slave girl. So the sheikh saw what was happening. The Sheikh, he was a Hakim, so what he done is he gave this woman, what we'll say, laxatives for a few days. Now what happened is she took the laxatives, she started becoming pale, now her skin never looked so glowing, her body never looked so glowing. So this person now lost interest in this slave girl. The first time he saw her, he was head over heels. But over time, as she started taking out the laxatives, then he lost interest in her. So the Sheikh then, when he saw that now this person is not interested anymore, he called him. And he said, the only difference from the first time you saw her till now is all the stool that is collected. That's the only difference. That time she had all the stool inside her, she was looking very pretty. But now all the stool is out of her body, and this is what you are seeing. So shaitan does the same thing. The minute a woman leaves the house, the hadith explains to us that shaitan makes the woman look beautiful. The woman might not be looking so beautiful, but shaitan makes this veil on your eyes to see her so beautiful. They know this woman is so beautiful. So Hazrat Mawlana, already never even started Ash'ar already times. Hazrat Mawlana explains then that the thing for you at that moment is just to save your eyesight. Just to close eyes. And here also in the hadith, Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that that person who is enticed to look at a woman, and at that moment he lowers his gaze and he says, I fear my Allah. Then immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let him taste the sweetness of iman on his tongue. So this opportunity will come. At that moment, then don't go and look at him. But rather look at now, Allah is going to give me an opportunity to become his wali. Allah is going to give me an opportunity where the sweetness of iman is going to enter into my heart, such that I'll be able to taste it on the tongue. And here ulama mentioned that once the sweetness of iman enter, it's not going to come out. So you're going to have this opportunity. Judge it now, am I going to make shaitan happy or am I going to make my Allah happy? Then Hazrat Mawlana explains that if you protect your eyes and you just lower your gaze, then in this, there's ease and there's peace for the heart. The heart will remain at ease. But the nafs is nafs at the end of the day. The nafs will now make another excuse. That you said, no, I'm not going to look at her because she's not so pretty, my wife is so. Shaitan and nafs will come and put another excuse in your mind. Said, no, look at her because, you know what, maybe she's going to fall down, she's not looking, there's some danger in the road, or look at her for this reason. So, it's going to be a war between you and your nafs. That as long as she's there, the duty of you as a mu'min, as a believer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just to lower the gaze and keep your gaze down. Not now when nafs says, okay, you know what, let's see if she's gone. Oh, I can still smell the perfume. Let me see how far it is. It's going to be a battle between you and your nafs. And as you win the battle, immediately you get that reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other mana is saying that at the end of the day, by you looking at this woman, it's just a dhoka. It's just a disguise. Because Mana Musa Kaji also mentioned to us one story that there was a person, old man that was sitting in a train in the same coach with a newly wedded couple. And this old man, he was drooling at the new bride, the newly wed bride. So much so that his lips was hanging and everything. And this, the groom, he saw what was happening. And when the train came to an end, he told the old man, he said, you could drool how much you want, but at the end of the day, she's mine, I'm going to sleep with her. So here is the same thing, that you'll lose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll lose getting the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, becoming a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for such a material thing, where it's not even going to last to take you into Jannah. But on the other hand, if you force your nerves, immediately you'll taste the sweetness of iman, which will last with you till you enter into Jannah. Then Hazrat Mawlana is explaining that we mentioned about shaitan, nafs is going to try and make another excuse for you to look, and then shaitan also is going to say, no, look at it this way, make an excuse for you to look that way. You have to go against shaitan, you have to go against your nafs. And then Hazrat Mawlana is explaining that if you are a person that's going to keep on looking at a woman when they come past, then it's as if I'm like a madman. That every time a woman is coming, his eyes is popping up. Every time a woman is coming, he's now drooling. So it's as if a madman, that he got no purpose. But the only thing is, he's looking just to get some, what you say, benefit for the eye, and that's it. There's nothing else. He's not going to go to the woman. Anything. All you're doing is you're looking, what benefit? You're like a madman. You're giving yourself, losing everything for something where there's not even any benefit you're getting back in turn. No time to go into details, but Hazrat Mawlana also explains to us the story of the person who went into the mad hospital. He found the one man that was going crazy. What happened? No, he wanted to get married to a certain woman. He never got this woman. He went crazy. And then went to the next cell and saw this person is even in a worse state. He was tearing his clothes and screaming out different wordings. And what happened to him? No, he got married to that woman. So the first man, he got mad because he never got a woman. The second man got mad because he got married to the woman. So this is the dhoka. That woman, what them is, inshallah, if they support you with regard to deen. But if it's a woman that's not going to support you with regard to deen, then your life, you lose this dunya, you lose this akhirah. That's why ulama mentioned one of the du'as that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min imra'atin tushayyibatni qabla al-mashibi. That, oh Allah, I ask you for such a woman in my life that's not going to make me grow old before my time. Meaning not going to give me grey hairs, not going to worry me. And ulama also explained in the dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana. One of the explanations of this is a pious woman, imra'atun saliha, that will be able to take you to Jannah. So here now you think of it, that Allah Ta'ala blessed me with a woman. As Mawlana explained on Sunday, that the woman that came in your life is not that you made the effort. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought that woman in your life. So you have this thought in your mind that Allah ta'ala blessed me with such a woman that is halal in my nikah, such a woman that supports me with regard to deen. Is it worth it now for me to look elsewhere? And then Hazrat Mawlana is explaining that if you want ease in your life and you want to love a life without these thoughts coming in your life, then he's saying, please listen to my one point. One thing I have to tell you, that if you want to love your life with ease, then please listen to this one point. That don't let your eye look at one of these, what we'll say, fake beauties. Don't let your eye look at it, because at the end of the day, this is fake love. It's not the true love. There's no benefit in you looking at that woman. You're not going to get anything. It's just you're going to look for a few seconds, get happy, and afterwards, then you're going to start with parishan. And then Hazrat Mawlana is explaining that my one advice to you is that these beauties that are going to die, at the end of the day, they're not going to stay forever. They're going to have to leave this temporary world. Don't let your heart get connected to them. Why? Rather make your heart connected to the woman of Jannah. So you say, oh Allah, I want to look. But Allah, if I look, I'm going to lose everything. Oh Allah, I'm going to lower my gaze and you bless me with one in the year after. Allah Ta'ala grant me first the tawfiq and then everybody else the tawfiq to guard our eyesight. Especially in this zamana, especially now that we're going to enter into the season of spring and when summer comes it's even worse. Allah Ta'ala protect me first and then everybody else. Wa akhu da'wana alhamdulillah.
Brother Wazir Mashallah is from Rennes. He just will explain to us what effort he made for the Ijtimai, for the Islahi Jalsa, so that inshallah we all can be also inspired, that we also make some effort inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just before I begin, a few weeks ago I requested Azad to come to Lanesia, and I made no effort. And Azad asked me after the program what effort I made. I put my head down in shame that I made no effort, and it really opened my eyes. Getting on with the email I sent to Hazrat. Alhamdulillah, with Allah Ta'ala's fazl and Hazrat's barakat, I put up seven posters in masjids and jamaat khanas. Alhamdulillah, Brother Fahim Muhyiddin and other saatis covered other masjids in the areas, as well as a few distant masjids as well. I contacted the Costa and the P3T brothers, requested them to put up posters. Alhamdulillah, I sent the posters on WhatsApp to several business people, family members, friends and foreigners that also I have contact with. Alhamdulillah, I brought three people with me who stayed over on Laylatul Sabt. Alhamdulillah, I assisted with the securities at the Shurex throughout the Chalsa. Alhamdulillah, Nafil Salah was offered and dua was made for the acceptance of the Jalsa and for our beloved Hazrat. Alhamdulillah, Allah tell us fazl and by Hazrat Barakat and duas, the sinful one contacted for madrasas in the informal settlement of Lolly, Lolly 2, which is about 10 minutes away from Indonesia. Alhamdulillah, 24 students from that area came and one ustad came for the Islamic Jalsa from Friday up until the Zohar program. I was really touched when my friend who went to the Lolly area to give out the posters informed me that the students that were there were very excited that somebody actually invited them towards the program. Alhamdulillah, the ustad encouraged the students, he spoke to their parents and took the responsibility to look after them. And Allah Ta'ala blessed me to arrange the transport from Lolly to Indonesia, and then alhamdulillah with Mulana Zaid's assistance also the transport was arranged to Azadwa. Really, I'm indebted to my peer and Murshid, my beloved Hazrat. Had Hazrat not opened my eyes after the program in the Jamia Masjid, where Hazrat asked me what effort did I make, just thankful one would have not made this effort. My intention of mentioning this to Hazrat was that I was blessed because I'm really grateful that Hazrat has corrected me. I make shukr and I'm shocked that Allah Ta'ala has used me as a means for his students to come from the informal settlement of Lolly 2 to the Jalsa. This is the face of my Murshid Kamil, the barakat of Hazrat, that even a hypocrite like myself can be used for deen. May Allah Ta'ala keep Hazrat and Hazrat's family in his rida, grant Hazrat the best, and keep showering his favors on Hazrat and fully accept our beloved Hazrat. Jazakallah.